Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, if you're a bit of a YouTube fan, chances are you might have come across this amazing rendition of the old Ben E. King song, Stand By Me. It features some old street blues singers and Native American percussionists and a Venezuelan guitarist and an Italian sax player, a Russian cellist, a Congolese drummer, a ukulele player in Brazil. And it's all recorded in their respective homelands. It's really quite incredible and really quite moving as well. It's been viewed something like 13 million times on YouTube and counting. Now, it's actually part of a new album and DVD called Playing for Change that's been 10 years in the making. Producer Mark Johnson is with me now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us on Open House. Tell us a bit about your background first. You've produced some pretty major artists in your time.
Right. Well, I started out recording and mixing music with Paul Simon and then moved out to Los Angeles, California, where I started working with Jackson Browne. And then from Jackson, I met a great blues artist named Keb Moe, who I went on to do some recording and producing with, and he's actually featured in some of the Playing for Change songs.
Mm. So quite a legacy there, and then this idea of Playing for Change comes all by walking through a New York subway, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually on my way to work at the Hit Factory recording studio, and I saw two monks in a subway station, and they were painted all in white from head to toe, wearing robes. One of the monks was playing a nylon guitar, and the other one was singing in a language I didn't understand, and I imagine most people didn't understand. But on this day, I saw about 200 people stop. Everybody's watching this music. Some people are crying and jaw-dropping and smiling. And then I got on the train, and I went to work, and I realized the best music I ever heard in my life was on the way to the studio, not in the studio. That's when I realized, you know what, great music, great art, they're just moments in time. They exist everywhere. And we can use these moments to really inspire people everywhere to come together.
So you started off by making a documentary about these kind of street musicians, didn't you? And it just kind of grew from there?
Right, exactly. And then about 4 years ago, I was walking on the street in Santa Monica, California, where I live, and I heard the voice of Roger Ridley, the first singer on Stand By Me. He was singing that song, and I just heard so much soul and perseverance in his voice that I thought this would be a great song to travel around the world with, put headphones on musicians, add them to the track, and that was the birthplace of this project and this album, which also has a feature film coming out later this year called Peace Through Music, where you meet all the characters and you hear their own songs.
So where did the idea come then to not just simply stay to your own nation of the US, but actually to start traveling around and take the recording equipment and the video equipment and everything like that?
Well, I think originally I just saw that, you know what, music is the one thing that everybody in the world can believe in and can be affected by in a positive way. It really goes from one heart to another heart and doesn't worry about your race, your gender, your religion, your political point of views, or how much money you have. And that's really important right now in the world because there's so much division everywhere and so much conflict and struggle. So I just felt like, you know what, we also need to bring each other together with something inspiring. So let's use music and see where it takes us.
Mm. So how did you find these artists then in South Africa and the Congo, India, Brazil, Italy, etc.?
Right. A lot of the way we found the musicians was by just positive intentions and just showing up. And then we would travel with an iPod video and show people wherever maybe Stand By Me was at that time, and they would tell their friends, and that's how we met most of the musicians. Some of them we also met through research on the Internet.
Okay. So just to clarify, so you went to these countries, and what, you went and checked out the local street musicians, did you? And then checked out the ones that were good enough and then approached them with a video of the song and said, hey, do you think you could play this?
Right, exactly. And it's not all street musicians, but it had to start there so that we could get back to the roots and kind of the heartbeat of the people. But sometimes we would find musicians playing inside and then say, hey, let's go outside and add you to one of these tracks and just find a place where you're inspired to play music. And the idea was to record people all over the world and film them in natural environments where there's no separation between the music and the people. Somebody can play a song and somebody else can walk by and have a life-changing experience at any moment.
You've been able to get some well-known people involved in the project, but also some people that we wouldn't have known on apart from this project, like this street blues singer Grandpa Elliot. Tell me about him.
One of my heroes. Grandpa Elliot, you know, he's been playing on the streets in New Orleans since he was 6 years old. And he is really just the essence of everything we're talking about with Playing for Change. He has so much soul, so much love, so much kindness. It all comes through his music. And he's really, you know, when you go to New Orleans, there's little kids, there's elderly people. It doesn't matter if they're black or white or whatever they are. They all know who he is, and they love him and respect him. So it was great to be able to take musicians such as Grandpa, put them in a global project, and kind of share them with the world.
Who else were you just amazed that you found along your journeys?
Oh, wow. Well, there were so many different musicians, but I think that we were incredibly excited when we went down to South Africa and we found Sina Muva, which is the Zulu choir, and they sing in many of our songs around the world. They live in Umlazi, South Africa, which is a very poor township, and a lot of the people there suffer from, you know, economic and also from disease and struggles, just in general poverty. And to have these people come out and sing on our songs on a mountaintop with so much love and so much compassion, and to watch them unite together with all these other musicians was a very powerful moment. But it also showed us that we can add native music all over the world, put it all together, and create something bigger than ourselves.
This is Open House. Mark Johnson is with us. He's the producer of this new international world music project. That's probably the best way you could actually describe it, called Playing for Change. Theopenhouse.net.au is where you'll find the podcast of our chat with Mark now. So Mark, here you are, you're running around the world and you're getting all these people to do these versions of Stand By Me, and you put it all together with the video clip. We actually get to see the backgrounds too, you know, we get to see the African mountainsides and the Indian temples and the public squares in Europe and the rolling green hills of Ireland. How important was it to do these outdoor recordings?
Right, well, for me it was really important because we didn't want it to be like We Are the World, you know, where people come together in a studio and it's all famous people. This was just about showing people that it's really great music and great art just come from people's hearts, and it exists everywhere. So it was important to have them be outside in a natural environment where people can, like I said, where people can just walk by and be a part of the process, but also to use these videos to show people that even though we're thousands of miles from each other and although we live in completely different cultures, we can use music to come together as a human race, and that's really something we need right now.
Let's talk tech for a minute as well. You had to put together a little mobile recording studio. What kind of challenges did you have actually recording these songs out in the outdoor environment?
Well, it was funny. I mean, yeah, you have wind and you have car horns and you have massive heat, or it's very cold, and so there were definitely challenges, but at the same time, a great musician and a great mentor to me who's involved in the project, Keb Moe, he once said to me, you know, sound is a feeling first. If it feels good, it'll always sound good. So the most important thing here was to make everybody feel good, like we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, and that really made them play great music. You point a microphone at a great performance anywhere in the world, and it'll be great.
You've mentioned a number of times during our conversation now, just over the last 8-9 minutes or so, about this kind of power that music has to bring us together. How did you see that happen as you were recording this project over 10 years?
Right, and I say that because, I mean, originally it was just, I just hoped that it would, you know? But as we started traveling the world, we started realizing how important this project was to everybody. And we saw, for example, in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, how people like Grandpa singing on the street gave that city a feeling of hope and perseverance. Or South Africa post-apartheid, where one of the musicians says, you know, down here, we play music to stay as far away from the grave as possible. I mean, that was some heavy stuff, things I never even imagined, but they use music to teach themselves forgiveness and collection and how to move on in a positive way. The same thing in the Middle East, we were able to get Israelis and Palestinians to play on the same song because they believed that it's part of something bigger than themselves. And I think that all over the world, we were shown the power of music to help persevere us through struggles, through conflicts, and give us a sense of hope.
It's really interesting, isn't it? This power that music has, it really is the universal language, you know, that it really can unite divided groups. I wonder where that power comes from.
Well, I think what I've learned, humbly, but the couple of things that I've learned, which is, first, music is really from one heartbeat to another. It gets to the sentiment behind the words. So it's really not just language. It's actually human emotion and human experiences, things that we all share in life. And that led me to one observation, which is that everywhere in the world, people have had to persevere through something in their lives, and in that lies our humanity. And I think music takes us to that place. And within that, we're able to be a part of, you know, something that maybe otherwise might divide people.
You're also able to get Bono involved in this project as well. That's not an easy feat. How did you do that?
Well, we got Norman involved because of our partner, one of the most amazing men in the world, Norman Lear, became our partner in the project, and he had shown some of the videos to Bono, who was very receptive into the project. And when we were doing Bob Marley's War, No More Trouble, around the world, we really felt like Bono's voice and his ability to articulate the message would be very important. So we asked him if he would be interested, and he said, come to Dublin, I'll sing on the song.
There you go. That's, it took you 10 years to actually finish this project, Mark, which is quite an amazing thing in itself. What changes did you see happen with the artists and with the groups over that decade-long period of producing it? I mean,
right.
What's the story behind the project?
Right. Well, what I saw was that, originally we just tapped into kind of an idea of, can the world use music to come together? And as the years went by, we became more and more positive that perhaps it's the only thing. And throughout this journey, we also started the Playing for Change Foundation, building music and art schools for kids around the world. And we just really learned the importance of giving back and also maybe reevaluating what is success. I mean, these street musicians go out and maybe they don't make a lot of money, but they sing every day for people from their heart to the people who walk by. And I just feel like maybe that's success, and caring about each other, that's success, and those are the things that we really need in the world right now.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, the whole notion of success, especially when you do have the Bonos involved in the project, but then you've got the Roger Ridleys and the Grandpa Elliots, who nobody's
right.
ever heard of. That's a really
exactly.
important thing to be exploring. Do you think that any of these previously unknown artists, now that they're involved in this project, are going to be, I guess, shot into the stratosphere somewhere?
Right. It's an interesting thing, you know, because all the featured artists receive royalties and equity in the project, so some of them are starting to receive compensation. And, you know, it's really life-changing. So our whole concept is, listen, we're building a family. This is a family first. So we sit down with them and say, what do you want out of your lives? And so one of the musicians was able to get a farm, and we were able to send money to a Zulu choir that has many members with HIV positive, and just being able to really try to give these people an opportunity to, better their lives and help out their families.
So, Mark, do you think there's going to be more projects like Playing for Change from you in the future?
Well, yeah, I mean, Playing for Change will never end. We have many more songs around the world, many more places to come to connect people. And then what we're doing now is bringing all the musicians together and creating the Playing for Change band and trying to create a world tour.
Fascinating. So the current album, the new album's got Stand By Me, One Love, War, No More Trouble, Don't Worry, Talking About a Revolution, Better Man, Love, Rescue Me, etc., etc. What are the songs currently in production around the world now?
So some of the songs we're working on now are Peace Train and All You Need Is Love, as well as a couple of original songs, and working on doing a song now to unite refugees all over the world. Huh. And so I'll just, if people go to playingforchange.com, they can learn all about what we're doing.
Well, that's fascinating. It's going to be a very interesting project, especially when it's already been 10 years in the making, and it sounds like you could well have another decade at least ahead of you.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful thing to see that no matter what we, no matter how divided we are, we live in a world with great people and great music everywhere.
Yeah, well, Mark, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. It was an honor.
Yeah, Mark Johnson, who is the producer of this pretty amazing project called Playing for Change. They've got street musicians and a whole bunch of other musos from around the world, every country you can imagine, South Africa, the Congo, India, the Himalayas, Ireland, Israel, all playing on this collection of songs. With their own country in the background. It's really quite amazing. And as you heard Mark say, it's just the beginning.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.